Hello, and welcome to the inspirational phone message provided by the Deacons of Second Presbyterian Church for the week of July 20th. We hope that this brief moment will provide a lift to your day and perhaps some interesting facts regarding the scripture. This week's scripture is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Luke is thought to have been a physician and a historian. Both the Gospel and the companion book, the Acts of the Apostles, also most likely written by Luke, are written very much in the style of a historical narrative. Of note, the Gospel of Luke contains more of Christ's parables than any other gospel. Have you ever lost anything of value, either sentimental or monetary? Your glasses, your cell phone, a piece of jewelry? Remember the anxiety you felt as you searched high and low, inside and outside, called your family and friends to report the loss, and asked for help to find it. Then, after giving up all hope, the item miraculously is found. You repeat those phone calls to share the good news and thank them for their support. This is very similar to this week's scripture. Listen to Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I will tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Remember, no matter how far we may stray from our spiritual life, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will find each of us like a lost lamb and return us to the herd. Like finding your glasses, there will be much joy. We may have been lost, but there is salvation. On behalf of the deacons, we hope that the guarantee of your salvation and life through Christ will bring joy and happiness this next week.